Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you that listen to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So I'm going to patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother. How you doing?
God bless you. How are you today?
Amen, brother. Another blessed day in the Lord. I see y'all sent us a little bit of y'all weather this way. To us, it is cool with the LD on the end of it for cold. To y'all, it is short sleeve weather. To us, it is kind of a little bit of a frowny weather. So we appreciate it. Well, not fully, but, you know, I know that as in the words I had to tell Brother Lee, it's your time. And so he's happy and he's very you know, very ecstatic about it. And I'm over here just with my frown. But either way it go, each one of us has our time. So, and once again, brother, before we go into the lesson, another opportunity, brother, to once again provide some pain to the enemy.
Yep.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for this blessed day. Welcome to all of you in Blog Talk Radio. We are on tonight, the Holy Spirit, part 6. We've been talking about the work of the Holy Ghost within, and I'm going to let my brother handle the teaching part tonight, and I will come in with closing prayer. Go ahead, brother. Take it away.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, Father, we ask, Lord God, that you send your angels, Lord Jesus, to stop the enemy,
yes,
O Lord God, stop his hindering, O Lord God, of the hearing of the people, Lord God, that they might hear, Lord Jesus, with their eyes, with their ears, with their heart, Lord God, with their soul, in
Jesus
Christ's holy name. Give them illumination, give them light, give them understanding, O Lord God, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. How they open their ears up, open up their heart, open up their mind, their soul, their spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, hallelujah. I'd like to
go to
Psalms, the first chapter. Psalms, the first chapter. Thank you, Jesus.
First chapter of the book of Psalms, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Everyone listening, we're going to Psalms chapter 1. If you have your Bibles, we want you to join with us. If you don't have your Bibles, if you got a pencil and piece of paper, please jot these scriptures down. Amen. Psalms chapter 1. Glory be to God. The word of the Lord says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That was from our brother, hallelujah, David, King David. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, last night we were talking about we was on the 15th chapter of John, right? And we were talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And we were talking about that the Lord said that he is the vine. He's the true vine, and we are the branches.
Amen.
And we told you that you're supposed to bring forth fruit, okay? You're supposed to bring forth fruit to show what kind of tree you are, okay? You know, and show whether you be a real, sincere Christian. Christians have to bring forth fruit to show what manner of tree they are, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You might be a corrupt tree. You might be a bad tree. You might be a demonic tree, you know?
Amen.
But the Lord said he wants us to bring forth fruit. Because we attach to him, he makes this possible, okay? Do you understand what that means when Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches?
Amen.
That means we are attached to him, okay?
Amen.
That means we have access to him, okay? They talk about having access to him in Ephesians. They talk about having access to him in Wells, in Colossians, Wells, hallelujah, in Romans,
amen,
hallelujah, hallelujah, all over the place. Thank you, Jesus. But it's talking about having access to him, okay, in that 15th chapter of John. What's so important about having access to God? Because you remember in the Old Testament, we didn't have access to God. Huh?
Amen. Amen.
The only people who had access to God was the prophet, the priest, the high priest, and the king. If he was a righteous king, he had access to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And we don't understand we don't understand how important it is and how important it is that God made that move to bring us close to him, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But in his Psalms, it says that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. What does it remind you of? You remember when Jesus was talking about blessed, that he talked about the Beatitudes in the 5th chapter of Matthew, huh? And he's telling us,
amen,
blessed is he that does this, and blessed is he that does that, okay? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, things like that, okay? Those are the fruit of the Spirit, okay? Jesus Christ was telling you about the fruit of the Spirit. That's what he was telling you about. And telling you about blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Why did he say that? Why did Jesus say that? And then in his Psalms it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. What's the ungodly? That's people that's unsaved, okay, or people that don't know God. Don't walk in a counsel of ungodliness, okay? You don't walk that way. We got Christians walking that way these days, okay? You ain't supposed to be walking that way, though, in the way of sinners, because when you walk ungodly, you stand in the way of sinners.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
What that means, in the way of sinners? That means that you blocking the way that they can't get to salvation because you ain't showing the proper You ain't showing the proper example. Thank you, Jesus. Nor sit it in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You ain't no backbiter. Hallelujah. You ain't you don't speak evil of people, okay? That's not what you're supposed to do. Well, why is talking about this in Psalms? Huh? Because we think God is changed from the old to the new. And he hasn't changed. He's the same God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Does he really mean that? That you're supposed to meditate in the word of God day and night? Huh?
Amen. Amen.
Does he really mean that? Yes, he does mean that. This is your duty, okay? Now, if he wanted those people to meditate on the word of God back then, okay, in the Old Testament, how much more for the people that so-called came to have the Holy Spirit, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. I mean, you're going to be fruitful. You're going to be well-watered.
Amen.
You're going to be full of the Spirit of God. That water represents the Holy Spirit. Represent the Spirit, okay? His leaf also
Amen.
Shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Thank you, Jesus. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Hallelujah. That's why you see people that go into church and they're not able to do the works of Christ, they're not able to bear fruit. They're not able to bear fruit because they don't belong to Jesus.
Amen.
I hate to say that, but it's true. A lot of people that go into church don't belong to Christ. They belong to themselves.
Amen.
And these people, they go around, they pick a church that appeals to their flesh. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. I ain't going to mention no names, but you got churches now that have a watered down what you call gospel, right?
Amen.
They got a watered down gospel. They're not preaching the whole gospel. They're not preaching the full gospel. Thank you, Jesus. And they preach a gospel that appeals to men, okay? And then if you see a church full of people, okay, and this not all the time, okay, but most time if you see a church full of people, most of those church, about you could say about 95% of those people in that church don't know Christ, okay?
Hallelujah.
How do I say that? You know how I say it. because they churchgoers. They haven't had their life changed, okay? And now these people might have at one time knew Christ, or they may have at one time in their life they might have even got baptized. But it don't mean anything. You know why? Because they didn't take up the cross and follow Jesus. Okay?
Right. Amen.
That's so important, to take up the cross and follow Jesus. Why is it so important to take up the cross and follow Jesus? Because that's one of Jesus Christ's commands, okay?
Amen.
When Jesus Christ is saying something, you have to look at Jesus Christ like this. He's a king, right?
Amen.
And the king says, now this is what I want you to do. Asking you to do it. It's a command.
Amen.
Okay, he ain't playing with you. Kings don't play.
Yeah.
Okay?
Amen.
So when Lord Jesus says something in the scriptures, that's a command. Yeah, you can look
Amen.
At that. That's serious. Very serious. You know, just like you would look at it, if a president is saying something to you, okay? If your president says something to you, you would look at him and say, okay, my president told me to do that. I better do it. You know, but
yeah.
God, Jesus Christ, is more than that, okay? And everything that Jesus Christ said is yay, yay, and nay, nay, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That means you got to fast, and ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And he ain't giving you no alternative. You ain't got no alternative. The only alternative is to disobey. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If God was this way in the Old Testament, if he was so strict in the Old Testament, okay, about and the blood wasn't shed yet, the blood of Jesus Christ wasn't shed yet, okay, but he told these people they had to do what? They have to think on his word day and night, meditate on his word day and night, hallelujah, and then you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Thank you, Jesus. Our modern day church don't want to hear that. It's a bunch of garbage to them. The church don't like the church. It has changed. Okay, churches used to be. The church that you call them saints sanctified, okay? Pentecostal churches, okay? What you call it? What else? What's the other? The apostolic churches, okay? And, you know, all those people used to be the Church of God in Christ, okay? All those people used to be what? They used to go under the title of sanctified, okay? Do you know
Amen.
What sanctified means? Sanctified means that they were separated from the world. They came out the world. They ain't doing the things of the world no more, okay? But now people are doing it different. People are different now. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You just couldn't get a sanctified person to wear a pair of slacks. A woman wouldn't wear no slacks. If she was sanctified, she wouldn't wear no slacks. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But she wanted to look holy.
Yeah.
They wanted to look holy. They wanted to act holy. They wanted to be holy. These same people would go to church on a Saturday night, spend all night in church, praying all night, and then come to church the next day on Sunday. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That's the kind of people they used to be. How many people you see now doing that all night prayer? Okay. Do you see anybody doing all night prayers? Huh?
No.
People might be doing it individually here and there. Okay, but I'm talking about you don't see churches doing that like they used to do it back then. Okay. They
Amen.
Used to actually the church used to people just come to church. And pray all night, not eat. I ain't talking about they came to eat. Okay, they didn't come to banquet.
Amen.
They have dinner. They came to do what? They came to pray all night. And they would pray
Amen.
All night. Glory to the Lamb. And they would fast. They had days when they fasted. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I remember when I first got in, first came to the Lord, we was fasting. We was praying often, okay? Now if you say fast to a person, what happened to them? Their eyes buck up in their head. They say, what do you mean fast? What's that? Thank you, Jesus. Like they don't know what fasting is. Thank you, Jesus. But that's some of the things that you have to do. Okay, you in order to hold on to Christ, in order to hold on to this life and to advance. I'm not talking about just holding on. I'm talking about advancing in Christ. Okay, becoming what Christ wants you to be. Hallelujah. I'm talking about doing the works of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about doing the works of Jesus and having his fruit manifested in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're supposed to be peacemakers.
Amen.
That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be peacemakers, right? We're supposed to be the,
amen.
When we come into a place, we're supposed to bring peace. Wherever we go, we're supposed to bring peace. We're supposed to command peace. We're supposed to walk in peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But this
yes,
church
Lord.
Now, the churches now, they don't walk in peace. Hallelujah. They full of peace. They full of fear. That's why people clinging so hard to this rapture theory, okay? That's why they clinging
amen.
So hard to that rapture theory, okay? And people still hoping that God's going to snatch them out. I heard one minister say on YouTube, you know, one minister said that he had a date where he think God, Jesus Christ is coming back. Huh? And he said all the signs are there, and crisis, and it's not our lot. We're not supposed to suffer. They don't want to suffer. Nobody
yeah.
wants to suffer. Do you want to suffer? I mean, come on, really? Do you really want to suffer? No, I don't want to be suffer. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to be persecuted, right? I don't want to fight a crack meal yet. It's, I mean, you
no.
have to be a sick bird, you know, to want somebody to crack you upside the head, right? But what I'm saying
amen.
Is, no, it's a lot to do. Jesus said, you're going to be persecuted. In John, where does that say? I think the 16th chapter? So you're going to be persecuted.
Yeah.
Why did Jesus say you're gonna be persecuted? Because Jesus said if you follow me, and you teach my word, they're not gonna believe you like they didn't believe me, right? Jesus said they.
Amen.
But nonetheless, Jesus said I want you to tell them what I said. that don't give you an out because the people don't want to hear you. Jesus said. Tell them anyway. Tell them the word. Testify to them. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ himself said that we were going to be persecuted. Right?
Amen.
So this is part of this is really part of our inheritance, okay, from Christ, okay? And we're walking like him. We're taking up our cross and we're following Jesus Christ. And then we're walking in his footsteps, and Jesus said, well, you're going to have joy. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to have joy. So that's the thing that Christ gives you. That's part of the fruit of the Spirit that Christ gives you is joy, okay? Well, you have joy.
Amen.
Even in the midst of persecution, you have joy, great joy, okay? Hallelujah. Why?
Amen.
Because we're not looking on these things on the earth, okay? And, you know, those people, all those people then, I believe a lot of those people left and were persecuted to death. You know why? Because they want to leave this old earth. They want to leave this
yeah.
old body, okay? You know? And Paul wanted to leave. You remember Paul was talking about he was ready to go? Huh?
Amen.
That's why those saints was ready to go. They say, hey, I want to be with Jesus. Once you've seen Jesus, you want to be with him. You don't care what the price is. You know, you don't care if you have to die
amen.
To be with him. Because
yeah.
once you really see the real Jesus, you ain't trying to stay here, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. But people that believe in that rapture, they ain't like that. Thank you, Jesus. They trying to get away from this earth because they are afraid that they're going to be persecuted. They
amen.
Are afraid that they can't bear that pain that's coming upon them. Okay, and the things that the book of Revelation talk about are going to happen. They are afraid that they can't stand up to the to the tribulations and to the wrath the wrath of God to come on the earth, okay? And they are afraid, okay?
Amen.
That's natural. You should be afraid, okay? But you ain't got no pass out of this life just because you are afraid. Thank you, Jesus. Now you got to take courage. Like Paul said, take new courage. Take courage. Overcome. Endure hardness like a good soldier, okay? Hallelujah. Put on your whole armor. Thank you, Jesus. And stand against all the wiles of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to give it back to the hands of my brother. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Take it away, brother.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the message that our brother had delivered. I pray that you all have let it cultivate in your heart. Pray, Father, we thank you once again for another blessed broadcast and another opportunity you've given us to deliver your message. We pray that everyone that was tuned in and was listening, Lord God, was touched by the Holy Ghost through the word that was given. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this opportune time, and we ask that you will help us to continue to deliver your message of the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Don't forget, tomorrow night we will be back on at our regular time with the Holy Spirit Part 7. And we're going to be looking at another work that the Holy Ghost does within the believer is dealing with direction. Direction. So we ask that you tune in unto that. Praise be to God. So once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. As for Brother Robert Gross, as Brother Nathaniel Hunter, we love you all. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.